Well, just when it looked as though the tariffs controversy had been settled, Donald Trump has lobbed in another grenade. The US president announced that from the start of next month, a 100% import tax would be levied on branded drugs unless the manufacturers were building a plant in America. The EU Commission says its agreement on pharmaceutical exports to the US remains in place. For more, we're joined by John O'Loughlin, who's a global trade and customs partner with PwC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
I think not for the first time with Donald Trump, many people are more than a little confused today. What do you think his announcement means?
Yeah, it's certainly lacking in detail, Rachel. It wasn't an announcement that we expected. We saw earlier on the week clarification on the US and EU framework agreement, particularly around generic or non-patented drugs. We've anticipated a Section 232 investigation concluding on pharmaceuticals over the next kind of month or so. So this really came as somewhat of a surprise this morning. The announcement of, I suppose, 100%, that headline rate is grabbing a lot of headlines today. But what it doesn't do is really confirm the mechanism by which the Trump administration plans to introduce the 100% tariffs and whether they want to do that under the existing IEEPA provisions or whether that becomes a Section 232 investigation. Now, kind of getting technical here, but I think it's important. There's two different kind of outcomes depending on the mechanism by which he introduces it. If he was to introduce it under the IEEPA, one, it would probably need an executive order, which hasn't been forthcoming from the administration. But more positively, it probably means that the EU-US joint statement and the agreement that has been finalised over recent weeks and months probably would take precedent over this announcement, meaning that if tariffs were to be introduced, it would probably be capped at the 15%. So there is an element of positivity. But on the flip side to that, if it has been introduced by way of the Section 232 or another mechanism at the disposal of the US administration, well, then potentially this 100% would apply. My sense here is it's probably the former, that the IEEPA tariffs would apply. So Ireland and the EU would be capped at 15% at some point in the future, and the 100% wouldn't come in. But at this point in time, and I suppose this is where uncertainty kicks in, we don't have that level of detail from the US administration.
Mm, as you say, a lot of fingers crossed today that it is the former and that the 15% ceiling will apply. But also, as you say, we simply don't know.
We simply don't know. And, you know, in your opening piece there, you mentioned that these tariffs will come in next month. Now, next month is Wednesday and the 1st of October. So we're not too far away. It's a matter of days by which he'll have to give this effect. So in order to give that effect, he needs to introduce legislation or sign an executive order, which potentially could happen over the weekend. Now, in doing that, I suppose that provides the clarity and certainty to business, because we now will have a definition of what is included, to what countries it will apply, at what rate, and the date that it takes effect. But also you have the second part of that announcement, which again provides a huge amount of uncertainty, where he comments on basically that these tariffs will be carved out for those companies that have commenced the repatriation of manufacturing back to the US. Now, that is a very broad statement in the way that he's done it. So how does he give that effect? Is it at a company level? So if a company has manufacturing in the EU and in the US, they're not going to be impacted? Or does he bring this down to a product level, which will obviously have a more detrimental impact for global supply chain?
Mm-hmm, because given the complexity of supply chains, other issues could emerge.
Yeah, I suppose the complexity of supply chain, if we look at this through an Irish lens, we think about the movement of product directly from the EU to the US and vice versa. But you have a lot of companies and a lot of supply chain professionals that are managing global supply chains out of Ireland. So you have manufacturing that's taking place in the Far East, you have manufacturing that's taking place in the wider EMEA region that could effectively be impacted by this. So, you know, indirectly, those Irish companies are managing supply chains potentially that are going to be subject to 100% rate. Now, the flip side of that in the supply chain, and look at this from an Irish competitiveness perspective, is that Switzerland obviously falls outside of that EU-US framework agreement. Today, Switzerland is subject to tariffs of 39%. If those rates were to go as high as 100%, it would certainly make Switzerland a very uncompetitive in comparison to Ireland, which may obviously give a more competitive advantage to Irish manufacturing in the short, medium, and potentially into the longer term. So there's a lot in this, but a lot of detail that's yet to be finalized. I think companies listening to this and probably commenting and following this over the course of the morning will factor this into any decision making or any planning that's been underway for a number of months. But nobody's going to make any quick decisions. Pharmaceutical companies can't make quick decisions. The supply chain doesn't lend itself to making quick decisions. So there'll certainly be a wait and see approach over the coming days as more detail potentially becomes known.
John, thank you very much for joining us with that assessment. That was John O'Loughlin, who's a global trade and customs partner with PwC.